Blog Talk Radio. I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best. That I am great. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show with your host, Phenicia Hubbard, and co-host, Beverly Rogers and Candace Cole. This is the Uplift Connection, where you hear inspirational stories from uplifting women who are choosing to make it great in their lives. For a listing of upcoming guests and topics, visit us online at Phenicia.com.
It is a beautiful Sunday. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show. You can make it a great day every single day, and that's what we encourage you to do. We are so glad that you're listening in today because we have a special episode. We are graced with the presence of Miss Sharonda Crone, who we'll be bringing on shortly to talk with. And I just want you all to know and to remind everyone that this show is completely unscripted, unedited, and uncut. We bring it to you live every week where we have different topics and your hosts come together and we open up the space to give you a safe space to come and just talk about the topics around growth and development, join the conversation, or just listen in and receive the information. I'm so glad that you're here today. I'm Phenicia Hubbard. I am your Make It Great coach.
And I am Candace, and I am just so glad that you all are here with us tonight for the Make It Great show.
All right. Candace. What is going on? We have had some hot topics on this show recently, haven't we?
Yes. It's like we just keep digging. We went into 2013, just like we're going to keep digging deeper, which I love.
I know. I mean, last week we were talking about health, and apparently people were really loving that topic. I got a lot of good feedback saying that the conversation was just flowing. We were keeping it real. Before that, you and I were flowing, talking about finance and people's relationships with money. That one was really heavy.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of aha moments. I feel like going into 2013, I don't know, it feels like just a fresh new energy, which we usually feel at the beginning of the year, but it feels like, 2013 is just different. It feels like it's even more energized than it was, like, in previous New Year's.
I see that. I feel that. And I would say, like, 2012 felt like a year of transformation and just a lot of change. What do you think is coming forth in 2013 with that new energy?
I feel like just in what I've been hearing from people and what I've been just feeling my own self is that 2013 is all about finally just getting the work done. Like those things that we've been wanting to do, those dreams that we wanted to have, those goals, just digging into it and actually doing it. I feel like it's all about action. Like we've been talking about things month after month, year after year, and it just feels like now this energy is kind of giving us that, the power to actually do and to, spring into action.
Yeah, I feel that. I totally feel that. It's like we planted the seed, and now it's time for things to just grow and for us to tend to it. Yes.
Right.
And, that's so perfect because the theme, we have themes for our show every Sunday. So the theme for today is career. Now, although we're not talking about career directly, we are talking with a sister who has an amazing journey with her career. And so when I hear you talk about doing the work, Candace, we're about to dig deep with Sharonda as she talks about just all of who she is and what she does, but also how she is doing the work and what that journey was like for her getting up to that point.
Ooh, yeah. Love that.
We got some guests online. I want to thank you all for joining in. We've got people that have called in. And if at any time you want to jump into the conversation, we welcome you to do so. We'll be going in and out of our screening room to check in with you. So thank you to all of our guests that are logged on. Those of you that are listening, you've already logged in at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. And you can also call in at 347-327-9281. We're broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm excited because the sister joining us today is from Columbus, Ohio, and her name is Sharonda Chrome. Let me tell you a little bit about Sharonda Chrome. She is a woman empowerer. She really works to help women find their space in the world, to step into their purpose. And she's what you could consider a field guide for your soul. You know, she really uses all of her gifts to help women uncover the truth of who they really are. Some nicknames for Sharonda that I absolutely love. She's a sister to myself personally. She's a conscious one. She's a warrior of light. She's an agent of peace. And I love the fact that she is a joyologist. She is someone that helps you find joy within, and she also brings joy to you when you're in her presence. I had the honor of meeting her in 2008, and just to show you how life works, we both were lifestyle consultants with Soul Purpose, and Soul Purpose participated in the Black Women's Expo in Chicago in 2008. It was a huge event. And we had our national directors fly in, our founder flew in, and Sharonda came in from Ohio. Now, most of the sisters are local that participated, and Sharonda said, you know what, I'm ready to show up, show out, and put my business to work. And we connected. It was a very heartfelt connection. We definitely had some synergy there, and we stayed in touch. We went on, and Sharonda continued her path. She went on and joined Compass, which is a coaching company for women. And I also joined Compass, and then we connected on that component, and we stayed in touch. You know, we would be together on our morning meditation calls at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And Sharonda specializes in guided meditation. She has a beautiful voice, and when you're in her presence, you just feel the spirit speaking through her. Now, I'm going to bring Sharonda on shortly so that we can talk to her, get to know about who she is. I want to let you all know just a little bit about her background. She has been on a journey of personal development her entire life, and I think her life experiences all molded her and shaped the path to where she's going. She has experienced some things in her life that some people might look at it and say, oh, that wasn't necessarily the best path, or those choices weren't the right choices. But Sharonda always found a way to make the best of whatever situation she was in. Although at the time, we can't always see where this is taking us to. She knew that there was something that was leading her to something greater. And she developed into the woman that she is today by committing to a life of personal development. Right now, she is studying to really be a speaker and a leader and a healer in holistic coaching and metaphysics. She's a doctoral candidate right now, so I really want her to talk about that. She's also a certified biblical life coach. She has written several ebooks that we'll be hearing about. She also has the gift of creativity. She had a jewelry design business. So without further ado, I want to bring on a sister who is taking time out of her special day to be with us. She's celebrating her birthday today. So I want to say congratulations and happy birthday and welcome, Sharonda. How are you feeling today?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show. This is great.
Yeah, totally an honor to have you here. You're so gifted, Sharonda. You've done so much. I mean, you coach, you've been a writer, I've had the pleasure of reading some of your pieces. I love the piece that you contributed to Infinite Field magazine a few years ago about the art of beholding. And when I read that piece, I saw how it kind of complemented everything else that you've done, and it speaks to that, the work that you do. So let's just start off by finding out a little bit about you. what are you up to these days, Sharonda? What are you doing in your life?
These days, you made it sound so great, all the things that I do, but I realized that I really wanted to take some of those things and concentrate on certain things like the meditation and the coaching and really give voice to the way that I need to show up in the world. And that's simply to just show people, women especially, how powerful that we are. Not the do-it-all, be-it-all kind of power, but just that quiet resonance that we have to make it happen, but let it happen, I should say, because it's happening already, but we just have to let it in.
I love that. And I know that you really help women step into their greatness. I'm curious to know what that journey was like for you, the process of letting things happen, letting life happen and unfold the way it was supposed to for you. What was that like?
Well, you know how they say you don't know what you want until you experience what you don't want? So I had a lot of opportunity to experience what I don't want. I was doing a lot of kicking and screaming, trying to just, I've always wanted to be, you know, I've always been this sort of positive person, but I never really let it shine the way that I'm supposed to shine in the world. I was going the other way, and I was numbing myself with relationships and with substance. And you know, this was a journey of me getting here, kicking and screaming, and I'm still on a little bit kicking and screaming just to embrace fully who I am as this light worker, healer, coach, you know, superpower type of being. And I don't mean that in an ego way, but as women, as people, we do have superpowers. They were given to us by spirit, and when we just tap into that a little bit, it's just amazing what we can accomplish. Mm-hmm. So that has been my journey, my ups and downs, is really just learning. I've been placed in situations where I've been the eyeball, you know.
Okay.
And so sometimes, you know, in the past, I conformed, and that didn't feel good to me. So that forced me to learn to embrace who I am. All my oddballness and my idiosyncrasies and, you know, the way that I think and the way that I dress and the way that I wear my, all of it. So my journey has been about embracing fully all of me, the angry side sometimes, you know, that side of me with the dark sense of humor sometimes, and the deepest love that I have to express, to even, you know, not be ashamed in expressing that.
Hmm. That's pretty beautiful, Sharonda. And you mentioned that you were a light worker. I'm wondering, for people who are listening, if you can tell us what that means, especially as someone who says that, you know, sometimes I'm still going with that kicking and screaming and that resistance, the dark side and the light side. What does that mean to be a light worker?
For me, it means I'm working towards the light side of life, the light side that encompasses the joy and the happiness and the prosperity and the health, all of that, all of those things that are possible for us when we are in alignment with spirit. The dark side of us is, I see it more as, it's our ego traits. The fleshly parts of us that, you know, compare ourselves to others that resides in jealousy and envy sometimes and has feelings of unworthiness and that kind of thing. So by me being the light worker, I work on behalf of the light. I do what I do on behalf of embracing that alignment with spirit.
So you truly are a warrior of the light.
Yes. Yes, I would say that I am.
Yeah, and you definitely are. That comes through with who you are and just the way you speak about the work that you do. How is it that you help women who are on a journey right now where perhaps they're choosing not to see the light? And as someone who's been through a certain path herself, you know, what is it like for you as you help them illuminate that path when they're kind of not ready to see it?
Well, if you're in a place, if that woman is in a place where they're not ready to receive it, truly there's not a lot that I can do. I can be there for you. I can be the listening ear. I can be the sounding board until you're ready. And then as you move into a state of readiness, then I will be there as your coach in terms of, because I don't have the answers are all within. So I just ask the right questions to provoke some thought that may allow for a change of being, a change in habit. Because truly, you are where you are because that's where you are designed to be, right? There's something of value in it for you at that moment. So it's not my place to try to change anybody, but my place is to be your sister, to be your friend, to be your confidant. And then when you're ready to move into that next step, then I ask the right questions that provoke some deeper thoughts.
I think that's very welcoming for someone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wonder, a question that I have, just going back to you all were talking about being a light worker, is this something that we can all access, or is it that certain people can be light workers? Like, what does that term mean for you? Because I think sometimes when we see, like, you know, you look at your website, you see all your good energy. Sometimes as a woman, we kind of think, well, I can never get like that. So do you see this term light worker being something that we can all apply to ourselves, or is it for a certain kind of person?
Absolutely everyone can access it. It's there in everyone. All spirits belong to God. This is not of me. This is a path that the light worker was already there. I just chose to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, I definitely did not act as one who would be considered a light worker. But it's something, and I have to consciously embrace that every day. You know, I choose to be a warrior of the light. You know, I wasn't ordained this. I didn't go through any special training per se to be the quote unquote warrior of the light. And that's a funny story that I'll tell you about how that came to be. But it was of my own choosing, and each day I just go deeper and deeper. And resonate, and I make a conscious effort to be in alignment with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me, I think, you know, the warrior.
What is something that you do every day that helps you? Like, what is it that you do every day that helps you to stay in alignment?
The first thing I do when I open my eyes, I say thank you. So I start my day with gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, before my feet even hit the floor. And then I move around just kind of quietly. I make it a conscious effort not to just jump into the day, but I move around quietly for a little while, and I allow spirit to speak to me. And then I go into a spiritual practice of either prayer and meditation, or sometimes it's soul writing.
And what is soul writing?
Yeah.
Soul writing is a process that I learned from Janet Connor, who is the author of Writing Down Your Soul. And it's an intentional conversation with God. So you sit down, you create the space, you set the intention that you want to hear from Spirit and receive guidance, and it's just conscious stream of consciousness writing. So there's no editing, there's no rehashing your day, not consciously anyway. You just speak from your subconscious, and you just write, handwrite. Write. Or you ask powerful questions. What is it that is seeking to emerge through you? So you ask that powerful question. And sometimes for me, the guidance comes as a written word back to me. Sometimes it comes as, you know, a commercial, a song on the radio. But it always grabs my attention because there's a certain resonance that goes with that. And this is in the moment, a moment by moment choosing. You kind of learn to respond rather than to react.
I know in one of your ebooks, you actually give people steps to meditate, you know. And I wonder for people who are always kicking and screaming and who might have that resistance, you know, how do we get in that space where we can actually focus our attention and be still so that we can hear those, you know, hear Spirit talking to us, and we can be in those quiet moments?
I think there's a lot of woo-woo that surrounds the act of meditation. First, that it has to be done perfectly. My practice has to look like your practice. There is just as many ways to practice meditation as there are people on the earth. So I start by suggesting that a person simply just begin to notice, you know. Notice where your thoughts go. Notice if you're following them down the rabbit hole. And if you catch yourself, just say, okay, I was thinking, and come back. A very simple is to focus on the breath. That's a very simple practice. It can be done on the way to work in the car. It can be done in the shower. It can be done while you're washing the dishes. It's just a simple unplugging for a second and focusing on your breath. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. And just kind of notice. And then you can extend that into some more structured or some more guided with music and with imagery, with brainwave technology. There's just so many ways, and I believe that there's something for everybody in terms of meditation out there.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you that I'm really grateful for the meditation that you have as part of your free Living Unlimited Starter Kit. I downloaded that meditation, and it was all about just gratitude, and it really just helped me reframe for that moment. I needed to just focus on what I was thankful for, and it truly made a difference. So thank you so much for that gift, Sharonda.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad I was, you know, I listened to it. I have to go back and listen to it and be like, okay, Sharonda, you tripping, so you need to reframe yourself. So, yeah, thank you.
I love how you are so open and honest. So, you know, sometimes people have these images of us as light workers, and we think that they have to always have a certain energy, and they have to be thinking a certain way, or, you know, and like Jill Scott said in one of her songs, hey, I'm human too, you know.
Right.
And I appreciate your humanness.
Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, I used to have that image, and then I got immersed in this life, right? So it was like my image was this light worker, you know, with the long, flowy clothing, God, just kind of floating around on the air and just, oh, bless you, bless you. But I think the thing that truly makes us, you know, receptive or for people to be able to receive us is our, you know, the way we move within the confines, quote unquote, of our humanness, you know?
Yes.
And then it goes back to the testament that this is everybody's journey. You know, it's just a matter of your choosing.
And I think that's what's so powerful about just looking through your bio on your site, just how vulnerable you are, because I feel like it does allow women especially to open up because you share. And I just wonder, how did you summon up the courage to be this vulnerable? Because I know it's a process. So I just wonder, how did you, you know, when did you say, you know what, I'm just going to share my story with people, you know, publicly and openly? Mm-hmm. What was kind of like, what did that look like? Like, cause, you know, when did you decide to just say, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I did, this is where I'm going? Because mm-hmm. You're so courageous with it, with telling your story.
I didn't want to be fake. I think that's what it boils down to. I didn't want to come across as this person who grew up with all of this wisdom, so to speak, never had a problem in the world, had $1 million in the bank and a dream house. Because, you know, to be honest, I think that's what's being sold to us a lot of times. And I needed to let people know that, yeah, I went through this, and it's possible that you went through this too. And look at me, I'm happy. Genuinely, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. So that is something that is attainable to everybody. And I just felt like, you know, I didn't want to come across as this perfect being who had no problems, and once you connect with me, you won't have any problems either.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that journey. Just from what I know about you personally, I do remember there was a period of time where you went through like an unplugging, and perhaps you still go through those periods of unplugging. Can you tell us what those periods are like, what you do during that time, and how that refuels you and helps you just to get back to that place of being authentically you?
My unplugging, and yes, I do still unplug. My unplugging, there's so much information out there, and I did not take the proper steps to control the amount of information I was taking in. I did not take the proper steps to control what I was receiving from well-meaning friends and family members. And so I realized, you know, garbage in, garbage out, right? So I try to be aware of myself. You know, what am I putting out? And there have been times when I noticed that I am just putting out some real funky energy. And I'm like, wait a minute, I can't stand myself. I need to go sit down somewhere. And so I do. And, you know, I turn off the TV. I hold my family tighter. I spend time with them. We get out in nature. You know, we do stuff. And it's not about the social media, and I know that's like the kiss of death when you are an online person, but for me, it has to be done because I need to replenish my energy. I need to get back to my core. I need to realign with my source. So, and God's calling me, you know, he's like, look, girl, this is not the message I want you to send. So you need to come and we need to wrap a taste and get it together. And so that's what I do.
How do you know when it's time to go into that space?
It's a pulling. I feel pulled. It's like nothing is exciting to me in terms of or even things aren't peaceful. Things just, they feel out of balance, you know. My physical energy is totally drained. My the things that I eat is totally off kilter. And I am not, you know, I can get that funky little attitude, energy type of thing going. And you know, that's just, that's how I know. Okay, I need to just go within for a little bit and recharge and remember who I am and why I'm here.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I think that's very helpful because sometimes people just keep going and going and going, and you've just given us some signs to know when you need to stop. So thank you for sharing that. Sharonda, now you've done a lot. You have done a lot. Right now you're studying holistic coaching and metaphysics. You've had tons of experience with coaching, developing your personal journey as well as your career. What is one thing that you've done that you just never thought you would do? Couldn't see it coming with a 10-foot pole.
speak on behalf of my pastor at church. Did not see that coming. But the funny thing is, I opened myself up to speaking. You know how you kind of like, oh, that would be awesome. I can be the, you know, we make our goals. And, you know, in 5 years, I'll be this, that, and the other. And, yeah, and I did it like 3 times. And I just never, ever, ever, ever in a million years would have expected to be asked, let alone to accept speaking. You know, it's a intimate setting, but just to put myself out there like that, that and open mic poetry. I never thought I'd go there either. But that goes back to the whole speaking thing, though. This is one of those things that I never thought I would really do.
I wonder, how do you balance it all? So you're getting your doctorate, you're coaching, you're speaking. On top of all of this, you're a wife of 20 years. You have 3 children. How do you balance it all? Because you balance it beautifully, by the way.
Thank you. Well, you know, my children are getting older now. So the hands-on part of it, they are beautiful little independent souls, and it's not like when they're small and I need to be hands-on as much. So they want to be a little more independent. They've earned it, and I allow it in terms of that. And I'm still, you know, working with the balancing of it all. A lot of things I do in the nooks and crannies, the writing, the creating, those things I do in the nooks and crannies because I don't have a 9-to-5 type of lifestyle. So I just, you know, family always comes first before any of these, you know, business endeavors. And I always make it a point to stay in prayer, and, you know, I let Spirit lead me on what to do next. So, and I go where I'm needed. It's that simple.
So you truly are living, and it sounds like you're living authentically. So you're doing the work that you're helping women do. You're walking the talk, so to speak. What would you say is most sacred to you?
Most sacred to me? Definitely the time that I spend with my family. I am so blessed to have teenagers who still want to hang out with mom and dad, you know?
Uh-oh.
You need to write a book about that.
Yes.
So when they want to hang out, you know, because, you know, at this point in their life, they're spending a lot of time with friends and that kind of thing. So when they want to hang out with mom and dad, everything is dropped. Let's go, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to make some memories. And, you know, so at this time, that is really sacred to me.
And I love just to hear you say that, because I feel like sometimes society makes women feel like it's not okay for that to be a sacred thing. But just hearing you say that, it's so empowering, because family is so important, especially to women, because we nurture. So I just appreciate you just putting that out there, because I think a lot of women do feel like that. But sometimes, you know, society has differing messages on, you know, being able to admit that.
Yes, I agree.
But that's so beautiful, like, spending time with my family is sacred. That's such a beautiful statement.
Sharonda, if you were to write your autobiography, which I feel might be coming at some point, a memoir about your journey, the work you do, if it's already not a work in progress, what would you call it? What would be the title?
Wow, this is who I am.
That was an authentic answer.
Very much so.
Tell
us about that.
This has really been a surprising discovery for me. I mean, as I look back, it all makes sense now. But as I was going through certain phases in my life, I would have never thought I would be here speaking on spiritual concepts, although, you know, that was a secret passion of mine. But because my beliefs were always a little bit different than those around me, I kind of kept it to myself. So to embrace it fully, like, it goes back to just saying, you know, my little quirkiness and the way I do things, just to even, I would have had no thought to this. To be speaking to women, to be coaching women, you know, never would have thought that I would be here. I thank God for the journey. Yes, I do. But this is not my plan.
What truth or what principle, like, what's the one motto that just guides everything that you do?
There's something that I learned from Wayne Dyer, actually, that says, you do not attract what you want, but you attract what you are. Mm-hmm. And that was a big, you know, fall out of the chair moment for me at the time. Because, you know, there was all of this secret, which I don't you know, it's great. It has its place. But, you know, that was the song of the day, manifest, 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 right? And here are people who have positive thoughts and that kind of thing and aren't manifesting. Well, why? Because they haven't, this beautiful saying when the, and I believe, Thich Nhat Hanh said this, when the conditions are right, there will be a manifestation. So, you know, we have to get right within. Like Lauryn Hill says, how you going to win if you ain't right within, right? So if you want peace, then you have to be peaceful. If you want love, you have to be loving. So you have to be the change, you know. All of these awesome quotes and this great wisdom sums it down to just that little nugget. You have to be what it is that you're trying to manifest.
That's good. Writing that down, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, very powerful, very powerful.
And
Sharonda, I just want to, go ahead, Candace, words of encouragement.
I was wondering if you had just any words of encouragement for people who, you know, they started on this journey of, you know, putting out what they want more of, and sometimes it takes a while for things to catch up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once we start on that journey, do you have any just words of encouragement or even resources just for people when they start this journey, and sometimes it feels like, oh, I'm not manifesting that love, but I'm giving the love out, when you're kind of in that middle space before you see it?
Don't quit. Don't quit. You know, there is a clarity that sometimes is needed when we put an intention out there. And so that space is there so that we can get that clarity, so that we can determine, is that what I really want? And most undoubtedly, you're going to receive the opposite of what you said you want, right? So here, beautiful wisdom of the Bible that says, here's your chance to prove ye herewith. So if you are in that middle ground, you put the intention out there, you're being more loving, are you ready to receive it? You have to be in a state of readiness. You have to be in a state of not of believing. You have to be in a state of knowing. Because beliefs change. Beliefs are can be, you know, shifty. You know, we change our minds quite frequently. But if you know that you know that you know, you know that the Spirit has got your back, and you know, then just wait for it. You just wait for it. It's there. You have to be in a state of receptivity.
That's good.
And so it sounds like trusting the process is really, really important. And so when women work with you, can you give us an idea of what it's like in terms of the support that we receive as you help us along this journey and trust in the process? What are some of those nuggets, those the tools that Sharonda equips us with as we move forward, trust in the journey?
Well, I am a spiritual life coach, so I use the spiritual wisdom as a tool. I use the fact that Jesus said, are ye not gods? I use the fact that Jesus said, I've done these things and you can do them and even greater if you so believe. So I believe that because we have that spark of God within us, that we can create the life that we want to create, the life that we are meant to create, the life that we're passionate, the people that we are sent here to serve. I believe that we can have all that. But sometimes the world tells us differently. And so part of my job is to remind you of who you are, to remind you of the superpowers that you have, and to show you how to connect with that superpower, whether through meditation, whether through powerful questions, intention setting, any of those tools, showing you about connecting with your spirit through writing, any of those things are all tools just to remind you the superpowers that you have.
And you pull on these tools and you've quoted some things from that are biblical, and I understand that you are a biblical life coach. Can you give us an idea of where the holistic coaching and particularly the metaphysics fits into that? Because I think sometimes that can have either it can be misperceived by people, mm-hmm. or it can have like some cloudiness around it. How does mm-hmm. that play a part in the work you do?
As a metaphysical, a person who studies metaphysics, I take on an interpretation of the Bible that is metaphysical. I believe there's great wisdom in the Bible. My personal belief is it's a spiritual book. It tells our story. And there's some portions in it that direct, there's a direct correlation to where we are in our consciousness. And so each of those stories brings forth something that we can learn. So that's the biblical part of it. The holistic is just the wholeness. We're taking the whole mind, body, and spirit connection and using the wisdom of Jesus, using the wisdom of Buddha and the other great ascended masters, and incorporating them into an experience that fits you. So moving out of the rules and regulations of doctrines and deities and organized systems and creating a, helping women create a practice that is unique to you, an experience of God that is unique to you. Because it's, at the end of the day, it's all about your personal relationship. Did that
very
answer
well
the question?
Yes. And
I
think it clears it up for people because, you know, we're taking in a lot of information about you. And for people that are listening, you know, everybody's going to come to you based on where they are, what their experiences are. And they're going to come to you based on what you say that meets the needs that they have. And so I think adding that component helps to reach that other sister who might say, well, you know what, I don't quite relate to the Jesus piece, but I can get that holistic piece, or vice versa. So
yeah.
I really appreciate you clarifying that for us. Yeah. Shawnda, now you do so much work with women, and this show is all about women empowerment, women who are making it great. So we have a question for you. But when we think about equipping women with the tools and the strategies and the things they need to move forward, one thing that Candace and I both want to know is, what is one book you think every woman needs to have her hands on and she needs to read?
One book. Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah, I knew it would be good for me. There's so many, and I know you have a huge library.
I will first go to The Power of Intention. That would be one of my first choices. That's a book that I've read several times, and one of the books that really flipped that light on for me was The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer.
Okay. What do you wish people knew about you?
What do I wish people knew about me? Wow. I wish people knew that I'm not the, because I'm a light worker, that I'm not a perfect being, that, but I am intentional.
Okay.
And what is one thing that you wish in general? What do you wish?
I wish that when the women, we as women, could really just remember our superpowers and use them for good. Yeah.
And I have another fill in the blank. Love is
all around me.
Oh, love that.
How do you want to be remembered, Shawnda? Your journey is so complex, and this is just the beginning, honestly. I mean, you're celebrating a birthday today, and you got so many more to come. And when you think about the work that you do and who you are, I think the work you do is really connected to who you are. What is it that's going to be your legacy? You know, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as I came with a smile on my face, and I made you smile too.
I love that. I love that. And you definitely are putting smiles on people's faces. What is it that puts a smile on your face?
What puts a smile on my face? Oh, man. Little kids laughing. Music. Remembering our place in this world and how we can just make it happen through our thought life.
what's the one thing that you would want to go and whisper into the ear of every woman around the world?
You are loved and you are accepted just as you are.
Wow. And, that's such a smile on my face. It actually gives me chills because when people work with you or when they read either your ebooks or your blog entries or they listen to something that you put together or if they participate in one of your coaching programs, I mean, essentially that's what they're feeling. That's what they're hearing. Whew, that's pretty heavy, Shonda. So for people that are listening, they're probably already asking, man, okay, who is this Sharonda? How can I find her? They're online right now searching Sharonda Chrome. Where can I find her? So how do people get in touch with you?
My website is www.sharondachrome, that's C-R-O-M-E, .com. And you can leave me a message there. Through that website, you can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. So that's my little hub. So that would probably be the easiest way to remember, the best way to contact me, because then you can click on the little links and reach me in the other ways, through Facebook or Twitter or email.
Oh, that's great. And what's your Twitter handle?
It's Hey Sharonda.
Hey Sharonda.
Hey Sharonda.
Yeah, that makes it easy to remember. I love that. I know that right now you've got your Living Unlimited Starter Kit, and I just want to put a little plug for you out there, just because I loved it so much. Let me tell you all what you get in this Living Unlimited Starter Kit. You get 4 ebooks and an audio meditation. Those ebooks were so good. Man, I just wanted to print them all out. That's how good they were. I mean, it's an ebook, so you read it electronically on your computer, but it's jam-packed with resources, tips, tools. There's even a journal component to it. There's one on how to stay inspired, the 12 ways to do that. The permission granted, I love that one because you're giving women permission to just be themselves and telling them how to do that. Be loving yourself, the 7 steps to meditation, so much more. Sharonda, how do people get access to the Living Unlimited Starter Kit?
You can get your free download of the Living Unlimited Starter Kit right there on SharondaChrome.com. You just pop in your name and email, and then you'll get a link to all those little goodies there. And also, it subscribes you to a monthly digest. So I try not to cram your inbox. So I do a monthly digest with some great hits, hints and tips and recipes for living. And you can reach back to the blog and figure out what's going on there if you like. So SharondaChrome.com is where you can get that starter kit.
That is fantastic. And then I also know that you have your coaching program, Solutions and Serenity. Can you tell us a little bit about the programs and how people can participate in those?
The Solutions and Serenity program is actually a new program that I created, and it's a personalized meditation and affirmation audio, which will be 35 to 40 minutes in length. And it has relaxation, music, brainwave technology to take you into that deep resonance. Over me speaking to you to help you address any challenges you may be going through, right? It also comes with your soul note, your personalized soul note. Your soul note is a letter from me to you, which is I take what we talk about. We have a phone call, and we have a quick conversation, and I take what we discuss into a meditation, and I let Spirit speak to me. What information can I give you that would help you along this journey, along with some maybe some journaling prompts or some action steps to help move you along your journey. You also will get a handcrafted by me meditation bracelet just as your simple daily reminder that you have the power to go within and you have the power to choose. And then, as I've talked about before, you get two 30-minute sessions with me. So the first 30-minute session is where we discuss what your particular challenges may be at the time, so that we can create the soul note and the meditation around that. And then the second 30-minute call is the follow-up.
Wow. That is absolutely phenomenal, isn't it? That's an amazing gift that you're sharing with women, and how powerful that it's personalized.
Mm. Yes.
Well, ladies, you heard it here. This is the place. If you have already heard all the valuable information, you can make the connection with Sharonda at SharondaCrone.com, where she's helping you live unlimited, be bold, step into your greatness, be the woman that you were meant to be. Step out into life. I love it. I love it. Sharonda, what are some final thoughts that you might have for people that are listening? Because you got a lot of fans out there, let me tell you. We have so many people logged on right now and called in. People are listening. What do you have to say to the people that are listening to you?
Oh, my family, I love you. And you have this awesome power within. Now is not the time to be afraid. We are in a new age now. We're in a new era, and we're going beyond whatever constraints and conflicts, and, you know, we're busting through all that now. And you have this wonderful community of women who want to come together and embrace you and love on you through it. Let's get to it.
All right, you heard it. Yeah, I love it.
Loving it. Time to get to it.
That is fantastic, Sharonda. We really appreciate you for making it great and for helping women release their limits and beliefs and step into their greatness, because that's what we do here at the show, is empower people to do that. So we want to thank you for taking time to be with us today. Don't forget, everybody, you can check out Sharonda at SharondaCrone.com. We've got some great things coming up. Candace, what's coming up on your end? What do you have going on?
Well, next, let's see, in a week and a half, I will be debuting a new ebook of mine. It's called Confessions of a Dreaming Sister. It will be a free download. So you can, in the next week or so, log into my website, playinginthelight.org, and then you'll be able to get that free download. Really, really excited about it. It's a compilation of poems and essays and journal entries, just all put together to really encourage and uplift people.
I love it. I'm just surrounded by wonderful women. Surrounded by Candace Cole. Man, what is going on?
And Felicia Hubbard is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Man, it just takes greatness to recognize greatness, right? Ladies, keep on doing the things that you're doing to make it great. Appreciate you all. I appreciate everybody that listens in to our show, blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. Where our show is just completely unedited, uncut, unscripted. We believe in coming together, talking about what we need to hear as women, and uplifting one another. So, again, thanks for tuning in. We look forward to having you with us next time. And until then, please choose to make it great.
She is understanding her core values. She is developing her sense of purpose. She is recreating her true self. She is enhancing the quality of her life. She is uplifting her, dedicated to the empowerment of women. Women who are seeking to experience more purposeful lives. Uplifting Her provides practical solutions for women to experience total healing, including intimate small group sessions, one-on-one private consultations, and life-changing workshops. Uplifting Her also provides healing and empowerment retreats. So if you're a party of one, or maybe a unique one of a group, Uplifting Her is dedicated to uplifting, well, you. Uplifting Her looks forward to serving you. Visit us online at upliftingher.com or send us an email inquiry at info@upliftingher.com. Uplifting Her. Get uplifted today.
Who is Candace Cole? I am a singer-songwriter and a storyteller. At the heart of all my work is encouraging and empowering people to fully express themselves without apology. The world is a much more beautiful and better place when you are fully being yourself. To find out more about all the work that I am doing, please visit www.playinginthelight.org.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart, without a doubt. High, I will aim. Shout loudly, I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply, I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.